always think of something that will make you happy. That's my thing. When I start thinking about too many things that don't give me any belief in myself that I can do it, then that's when I just get off course.
Welcome to the Confidence Club, where you'll get your weekly dose of all things mindset, personal growth, and self-development. I'm your host, Renelle Briggs, entrepreneur, podcaster, and digital creator, and I'm so excited that you're here. I love helping people discover their true potential and help them realize that they are capable of making all of their biggest dreams come true. Ready to feel inspired? Press play and let's get started. Welcome back to the Confidence Club podcast. I'm your host, Renelle Briggs, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, Canadian artistic gymnast, Anna Patereriou. Her list of accomplishments is very long, and it includes being the 2020 Elite Canada all-around and beam champion, winner of four medals at the 2019 Canadian Championships, silver medalist in the all-around behind Simone Biles at the 2019 World Cup, 2019 Elite Champion in all-around bars, and 2018 World Beam Silver Medalist. She is also the recipient of the Can Fun hashtag 150 Woman, a campaign that supports female athletes who compete for Canada. And currently she's competing in the NCAA as part of UCLA's gymnastics team. It is such an honor to have her on the podcast today, and I'm so excited to get into the conversation. But first, I'm going to pass it over to her to say hey and introduce herself.
Oh, that was such a long bio. Thank you for having me here. I really appreciate it. I remember seeing you around school, and now here we are. This is pretty cool. Yeah.
I know.
My name's Anna. You know, you already introduced me, and I'm just excited to be here. I don't really know what else to say.
No,
I got it all.
I'm so excited to have you. And it's so funny. Yes, we did go to high school together, and I honestly just remember being in a kin class, and our teacher was like, we were talking about something to do with kin, I don't know, and our teacher brought up that we have somebody at the school who's like an elite level gymnast, like, you know, was training for the Olympics. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I had no idea. And then I found out it was you, and ever since I've just been like inspired by everything that you're doing. Like, it's just like so cool to see, you know, how far you've come at such a young age and like the things that you're striving for.
And I love your Instagram posts, and I've been following you around for a while too. And it's quite inspiring, everything that you post about and the things that you stand for. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it. I know as creators, sometimes we're like, is anybody even watching what we're doing? Like, is this making a difference? So that means a lot. So my first question to you, like I mentioned already, like, you have such a long list of accomplishments throughout your gymnastics career. What's it like competing at those high levels? Like, what kind of mindset do you have to have going into those competitions?
I think confidence was just key. I got so many repetitions in the gym that as soon as I got to the competition arena, I just knew I was going to hit it. And that definitely came with a lot of years of experience, and obviously things don't always go the way that it's planned, but I think mindset is definitely one of the biggest challenges.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like that could be applied to anything. I was watching an interview that you did, and you said something about how when you go into your like competitions that you have expectations, but you don't have expectations. Like, what did you mean by that?
I mostly just mean that when I go to competition, I just view it as another practice and almost as a place where I can just show off what I've been learning and practicing my whole life. So I don't, once I put the pressure on myself that I have to stick this routine, I can't mess up, then that's when I really get into my head. And I just start doing things that I don't normally do in training, and it just kind of messes me up. So I just go in, relax, have fun, smile, dance around. And that's when I perform best and train best. So I don't change what I do for competition than what I do in training.
Ooh, that's like actually really interesting, because I'm an athlete as well. I mean, I didn't compete at the levels that you did, but I found like similar things that when I would go into like a race, because I run, for some reason, I wouldn't head into it like I did at practice. It was like I built up all this stress and pressure before I would race, and then I wouldn't run as well. And I would constantly be like, I don't understand. Like, I put in the work and, you know, somehow gets to race day and it doesn't go as well as planned. And that's something I'm actually working through now. So it's interesting to have you here and have this conversation with you. Do you do anything specific, like leading up to help build your confidence, other than just knowing it that you, you know, have done the training? Like, is there anything else that you do specifically just to work on your mindset?
It's mostly all the internal talk, especially during training. Like, when I go through my routines, I have special cues every single second of the routine, because that's kind of what keeps me in the zone and keeps me focused. So before every single skill, I tell myself something specific every single time. And I think just keeping an eye on those and having those in competition as well, not just focusing on, oh my God, I'm nervous, oh my gosh, I'm shaky, like, I don't know what to do. And I've also most recently just been viewing competition as a place to show off, rather than I'm competing against people and I have to do good for Team Canada, I have to do good for myself, for my parents, for my coaches. And I think just doing that with a bunch of kind of pressure sets in the training gym has helped a lot. For instance, like my beam routines, I would show to the entire gym. And if I fell or something, then sometimes they would have to do extra conditioning and I wouldn't, or I would have to do extra routines if I fell. So that kind of also put me in competition mindset every time I showed a routine in practice. So once I got to competition, I was like, oh, it's just another one in practice.
Do you ever like, I don't know, like, do you ever get like nervous? Like, I know you said that you, you know, simulate both, but you know, those big ones, there's like so many people watching. Like, does that, do you just like pretend they're not there, or how does that work?
I definitely get nervous. For instance, like, I haven't competed in almost 2 years due to injuries and COVID and stuff. And just being at UCLA, we just had a show day the other day. And right before I was about to show my bars, I like got super shaky. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't had this feeling in so long. But then I turned that nervousness almost into excitement. Mm-hmm. And we just had someone who came in to talk to us. And he said that fear cannot be present when gratitude is present. Ooh. So every time I started getting nervous, I was just like, I'm just so thankful that I have the opportunity to be here and be able to show people that I can do this and be healthy. So once I kind of started using the adrenaline in a good way, then it positively affected me rather than negatively.
Ooh, I like that. Gratitude is honestly always the key. And I actually was listening to a podcast, The School of Greatness with Lewis House. I don't know if you're familiar with that podcast. That is one of my favorites to listen to. And he, like, he pretty much, his line is like, he interviews the world's greatest minds. So he had Derek Huff on, and he's like Dancing with the Stars guy. And he was talking about how, like, one of the questions Lewis was asking him was about the nerves and like, how do you not get nervous? And he was talking about how he turns that into excitement. So it almost like tells your, it's like a physiological change for your body, and it just, everything changes from that. And then gratitude was another thing. So I just love that you brought that up. I thought that was funny. So one thing you just mentioned, and I knew this already because I remember seeing that you posted about it, you went through some injuries, and I cannot imagine like what it would be like having an injury as a gymnast. I mean, running is different. The biggest thing that's ever happened to me is like I had back discomfort or something, or like you get a stress fracture or something, but you can come back from it. But I feel like there's a whole different mindset when you get injured in your sport. Maybe not, it's just what I'm seeing from the outside. How did you get back into it after that? Like, I know you mentioned in one of your articles that you kind of found it hard to approach the sport with the same optimism and like excitement when you're going through that. So how did you push through that challenging time?
See, I've had a lot of injuries. A lot of them weren't very long term. So it was almost kind of nice to have a little bit of a break mentally and physically when I did get injured. It was very hard all the time to see the other girls training. And you're like, damn, I want to be able to do that again. Like, I just took walking for granted. But how do I explain this? For instance, my ankle was a little bit of a different situation because I got injured in 2018. And then I was off of it for a good while, but then I came back, I hurt it again. And then the doctor was like, this is an old fracture. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I literally just did it a week ago. And he's like, no, here are your images from 2018. And I was like, okay, cool. So the second time I heard it, it was definitely much worse. And I wasn't able to come back to my full potential. And that's kind of when I hit puberty, which is quite a big change for gymnasts. It is quite different going from a small body to a womanly body. And obviously there are advantages as well after hitting puberty, but you do lose a lot of the skills that you could do easily as a child. So that mentally really messed with me for a good while until I kind of came to terms with, okay, I actually have to grow up. I can't be tiny and flip around as easily as I did all the time. So I kind of pushed through that, and then COVID hit, and I was in very mix of emotions there because I was going through a very hard period of time at that point. So having the rest was amazing. And I was like, my ankle can heal now. I can come back stronger and whatnot. But then it was really hard to go 2 months without training and then come back into the gym and I could barely do a basic skill. I was like, oh my God, like Olympics are supposed to be in a year. And then my ankle just wasn't better either. So then Gymnastics Canada reached out and was like, I think now's a good time to have your surgery, because I was going to postpone it until after the 2020 Olympics, but since they didn't happen. So then I got the surgery to remove the bones that I fractured. And since they were avulsion fractures, they had to reattach the ligaments and whatnot. And I kind of rushed back after that to try to compete for the Olympics. And that just caused a long list of problems down the line. So I ended up just like taking the year off and healing more mentally and physically and coming to school in a different and more mature mindset than I was before. And I learned a lot about myself personally this year, which was super nice. And I never got the chance to kind of spend time with my family and take time for myself as I've been just on the run my whole life. And as you can tell, like the whole gratitude situation, I never used to think like this before. And I did a lot of research this year too on how to improve mindsets and listen to a lot of good speakers. So yeah, now I'm here in LA and I'm still taking care of my body a lot, but it's definitely been a long ride.
All right, we're going to take a quick break because I want to share with you one of my favorite things. As an entrepreneur, my health and wellness is something that I prioritize very much because I know that I can't operate at my best if I don't take care of myself. Along with exercising every day and eating well, I take a couple supplements that help me elevate my health. One of my favorites is BioCell Liquid Collagen. That helps me keep my body healthy and leaves me feeling good. Bonus, it also helps my hair, skin, and nails too. If health and wellness is important to you as it is to me, make sure to check out this product at Modair.com and use the code 904-8404 to get $10 off your first order. That's code 904-8404 for $10 off your first order. If you missed that, don't worry. There'll be a direct link in the show notes. All right, now let's get back into the episode. No, well, I mean, I'm a big believer in the idea that everything happens for a reason. And when it comes to athletics, yes, Sometimes the universe throws things at us because we need to like slow down or we need to learn something. And it sounds like, you know, the personal growth piece was big for you. And I think too, like that'll help you. I mean, when you are like healthy and you come back, like you'll just be a completely different person, but it's not necessarily a bad thing. Like one thing I've learned is that change is not necessarily bad. It's just like an opportunity for new beginnings and growth. And when you come back, you're going to be starting from a different spot than when you started in the beginning. So even that, you know, those tricks that were hard to do, you know, not too long ago, like eventually will come back because your body just kind of knows how to do that. I went through a similar thing with running. Like I over COVID, it was just awful. And I don't know what happened, but I just wasn't, my heart wasn't in it. And when I tried to come back, it didn't come back right away. But I know that that year was a time for me to focus on myself, focus on, you know, finding other things that are, that I'm passionate about. But it does sound like the passion that you have for the sport is one of the things that like kept you going. Cause like, if you didn't like it, you wouldn't have gone through all that.
Exactly. And I was definitely losing a lot of love for it before COVID. And COVID was, for me, in my experience, a blessing in disguise, because it did, I did regain my love for the sport. And in turn, that just helped set me on a really good pace. And obviously, there have been lots of up and downs these past years. But once again, bring the gratefulness back. I'm grateful for everything that's happened. And I'm grateful for everything that's about to come, because like you said, I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason. And now, even if something bad happens, I have a different perspective on it, rather than, oh, why did this happen to me?
Yeah,
so like, that's been very helpful.
Yeah, it's like, now I'm just like, instead of thinking, why did this happen to me, I'm like, oh, what is this trying to teach me? Like, I still have that sense, exactly. I'm like, oh, but I'm like, I know it's gonna be a good thing. Even if you can't see it right away, it's like, it's gonna benefit you somehow. Another question I wanted to ask you, and I don't know, I feel like maybe I know the answer to this, but what's your biggest dream?
My biggest dream, like sport related or just in general?
It can be in general. It can be in general.
In general. I think what I've taken for granted a lot of times is my health. So I think just having good health and keeping good mindset, because that seems to help the universe just take its course and lead me in good directions. And I feel like if I just keep that positive outlook on everything, then everything will turn out the way that I want it to. And you know what? Like right now, obviously, I have big goals for the UCLA team and potentially coming back for 2024. But once again, I'm just taking a step at a time, and whatever happens, happens. But as long as I keep an optimistic attitude, then I'll be happy with whatever life takes me.
Oh, I love that so much. And even the fact that you have like the Olympics in mind and like competing for UCLA in mind as like a dream of yours just shows me that you're somebody who like thinks bigger than, you know, what you can just see right now. And I'm curious to know if you have any advice that you could give to somebody else who might have big dreams right now, but doesn't feel like they can get there. Like they know they want to accomplish something, but they're like, I can't see it right now.
I would say start small, because right now when I think of the Olympics, I'm like, I won't be able to get there. Like my ankle's not healthy. I have like no skills. But then I started thinking about, okay, first let's get this down. Let's get this one skill down, and then we can move on to the next and the next. So I would say start by believing and thinking about what you want. That makes you happy and makes you want to accomplish it. And that'll set you on a course to help you realize that big dream, but still keep that big dream in mind, because that's not going to go away. Just start small and always think of something that will make you happy. That's my thing. When I start thinking about too many things that don't give me any belief in myself that I can do it, then that's when I just get off course and just start doubting myself and everything, and just not in that right mindset.
No, I feel that too. Oh my gosh. Sometimes I think about the things that I want to accomplish. I'm like, but I haven't even gotten to this point yet. It's like, you don't have to focus on that. You just focus on each thing, but keep that. I like that you said, keep that big dream still in the back of your head though, because you don't want to just like let it go. Like you can accomplish it.
Exactly.
If it's something that you want, if it's something that you really want. My next question for you, this is something I like to ask everybody on the podcast. What does confidence mean to you?
I feel like confidence is something that takes a lot of work, the same way that running takes a lot of practice, gymnastics takes a lot of practice. It's another mental game. And your mind is just another muscle that needs to be worked on. You can't get confidence overnight. So, like for me, it took this entire year to get confidence, right? And obviously I had it before from my training and just doing so many numbers, and my body just had muscle memory. But then there's a different type of confidence that you need when you go out in life, for job interviews, for even just going out and having the confidence to walk up to someone and introduce yourself. And I think that all starts with working on yourself and loving yourself. I think once I really accepted the person that I was, then it was much easier to be confident on all of the aspects in life. So I think that's kind of the first step, and just always keeping that positive mindset. I'm always going to come back to that because that has been my lifesaver this past year. So that's how I was able to get confidence.
Wow, I love that. You are wise beyond your years. Like, people have told me that, but I'm telling you that now. I'm passing it along.
Aw, thank you.
Of course. So I have one last question for you, but before I ask that, where can people connect with you if they want to talk to you, if they want to see more of what you're doing? Where can they find you on social media?
I'm mostly on Instagram. It's just Anna_Paduvariu, Anna with one N. And I'm open to messaging anyone if anyone wants to reach out to me. I love having conversations. I love talking to people. I'm a very social person, so they can always reach out. And yeah.
Love that. Okay, my last question for you. This is also something that I ask everybody on the podcast, and I just love these. So I love hearing what everybody else's favorites are. What's your favorite motivational or inspirational quote?
You know what? The one that I just told you, I think, has been my new motivator. The fact that fear cannot be present when gratitude is present. Mm-hmm. I've been keeping that quote in the back of my mind for the past few weeks, and it's been pretty good. I have a whiteboard in my room too that I just write a bunch of quotes on, and that one has been up there for quite a few days. And everyone's like, when are you going to change it? I'm like, not yet. So, yeah.
I love that. I had a feeling that you would have like a good quote in mind. I'm like obsessed with inspirational quotes. Like, if you can't tell by my social media, I literally have them everywhere.
Yes, I love it.
They're so good. They're just like a nice reminder to keep going.
They are.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It was amazing to talk to you. Like I said, like, I'm such a big fan. Like, you inspire me with everything that you're doing. Aww. And it was just an honor to have you today.
You're so inspirational too, and keep up the good work. And thank you for having me. It's been amazing talking to you.
Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Confidence Club podcast. And I hope you're feeling inspired to take action towards your dreams. I would love to hear from you. So make sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you don't miss an episode, and leave a rate and review so I can continue to bring you content that serves you. If you got value from this episode, share it on your socials and with your friends by tagging @TheConfidenceClub. Want even more inspo? Follow the podcast @The Confidence Club on Instagram. Chat with you soon.